Henry Morgan Show.
Hollywood, Eversharp, manufacturer of Eversharp trick injector razors and blades and famous Eversharp precision riding instruments. Bring to the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra, and a few surprises.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. Now I've been in California 3 weeks, and I find they only have four industries here. Movies, real estate, automobiles, and oranges. The oranges are good. Of course, not all the oranges are good, but at least when you buy an orange, you don't have to buy accessories. For those of you who are about to buy a new car, especially in California, I have a word of caution.
Accessories.
On a new car, an accessory is something which you absolutely don't need, which they won't let you have the car without it because you need it, because they need it. I went into a place to buy a new car at list price, and the fella said, He finally said I could buy a Ford at list price, at the Cadillac list. And then he said,
accessories.
First, seat covers. Sounded reasonable. Then seats, to be covered with seat covers. I played along. Slip cover to protect the seat cover. I acquiesced. Car cover. Sensible. Cover to cover the car cover. Nothing undercover. A flying Diana radiator cap. A top cover for the flying Diana radiator cap. A bottom cover for the flying Diana radiator cap. And a cap for the flying Diana radiator cap. No cap for the hubcap. A windshield wiper. A windshield wiper wiper. Cover for the windshield wiper wiper. And a cap. Aside from these things, he said, you need a few...
accessories.
You see, they won't sell you the car unless you have accessories to keep the engine in good condition. You must buy 4 quarts of an anti-friction fluid called Zimilipoid. Also, 8 quarts of anti-Zimilipoid. That's to get rid of the Zimilipoid. You must buy 10 quarts of Fluxapart. That cleans out the anti-Zimilipoid. Fluxapart comes with a free cover. You only pay for the covers for the Zimilipoid and the anti-Zimilipoid. Fortunately, though, the accessories are delivered immediately. The car comes in 2 years. But the oranges are good.
Henry, that fellow you knew from New York's here again.
Oh, you mean Gerard? Where is he?
Oh, that's him, fidgeting in his seat.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Gerard.
Yeah?
Hiya, Gerard.
Hiya.
So, how's the world treating you?
Can't kick.
No?
No, I got rheumatism. I got that one from my wife, Sadie.
Yeah? How is Sadie?
She can't kick.
Why not? She got rheumatism?
Sadie tells it better.
So, you heard from Sadie yet?
Yeah. She wrote me a postal card.
So what's new with her?
Nothing. It was a waste of a penny. Yeah, she writes me, Darling Gerard, all of a sudden I'm 3,000 miles away, Sadie gets sexy.
So read what she says.
So nothing important. She writes me, we was robbed on Monday.
That's not important?
She means the Dodgers.
Sadie's a big rooter for the Brooklyns?
Yeah. She likes to see Dixie Walker.
She goes to the ballpark a lot, huh?
Yeah, wherever Dixie Walker goes, she goes.
So you don't care if she's got a crush on Dixie Walker?
Don't bother Dixie. It don't bother me. Eh, he don't even know she's living.
And if he knew?
He wouldn't care. Every year with Sadie, it's a different ball player. Last year, it was Pee Wee Reese. All day long around the house, all I could hear was Pee Wee, Pee Wee, Pee Wee.
So what's wrong? After all, Gerard, Pee Wee's a heck of a shortstop.
So I have to have his picture over my bed? Down comes my father. Up goes Pee Wee.
Gerard, you know women, so change your mind before you can say Jack Robinson.
He's on the wall, too.
Anyway, Gerard, when all's said and done, I can see that you really like Sadie.
What's not to like?
So why don't you write her a couple of words?
So I did. So I sent her a postal card there with a picture of Gene Autry and his horse there.
She likes Gene Autry, too.
She knows a lot what to like.
So why are you sending Sadie his picture?
She makes me look at Dixie Walker. I'll make her look at Gene Autry's horse. Well, so long, Hank. Have yourself a time.
See you around.
Likewise.
And in this corner, wearing four pairs of trunks and weighing 620 pounds, the Jubilaires.
Now me and Brother Bill went hunting.
We're hunting
up in the woods in Maine.
Do-de-o.
Know the reason why we went
do-de-o.
Up there was to try to get
do-de-o.
Some game.
Do-de-o.
Now me and Brother Bill just hunted until we in the middle of the night.
Do-de-o.
When we shot at something, the thought
do-de-o.
Was a bear, but the doggone thing
do-de-o.
Turned white.
Well,
I dropped my gun.
He dropped his gun.
We're running.
Do-de-o.
Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you? Had he been hep, he'd run some too. I run so fast. Say,
until it could get me all day.
Out of the way I run across the field.
It couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Now Brother Bill got to figure happy. He took a pot shot at me. Now the bullet went right by my head. Struck the tree. Oh boy, I started shuffling my feet, most left the ground. I said, look, feet, don't fail me now, cause I'm
Alabama bound.
Dropped my gun, and away I run. Brother Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
And he don't like me, he'll run some too. I'll run
so fast to say,
until he could catch me all day.
All the way I run across the field.
He could catch me with the automobile.
Well, I went by a poker game, wanted to win the pot. But Brother Bill's gun went boom. Didn't have time to stop. I went shuffling by a windmill. Had to catch my wind. When Brother Bill's gun went boom, I had to start running again.
I'm going home, going home.
I'm all alone,
all alone.
The Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
And he don't like me, he runs on to run so fast to say,
until
he couldn't catch me all day.
The way I run across the field, you couldn't catch me
with an automobile.
The makers of the Eversharp Chick Injector Razor are very happy that leading athletes prefer the Eversharp Chick Injector Razor. During the baseball season, all baseball players use it. And now that the baseball season's over, football players have started using it. We have in our studio Bronco O'Hoogenstraten, the left tackle of the Tuscaloosa Tomcats, who has this to say.
I always use anti-demolifier to keep my engine.
No, Bronco. This is the Eversharp Chick Injector Razor.
What is?
It is.
It is what?
A dollar and a quarter, complete with 20 blades. You know, push ball, click, click.
Sorry, Chief. I had the wrong card here. For breakfast, I always eat a heaping bowl of cornflakes.
You mean bowl of cornflakes.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. It's the wrong card. It changes blades automatically.
Cornflakes?
No, the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor.
Yeah, say, I heard about that. Is it any good?
Listen, Bronco.
I got you.
Wrong card, wrong card.
You know,
oh, look, never applaud at a commercial. You'll ruin radio forever. You know, I've been listening again to my favorite all-night disc jockey, the man who keeps you up with his music and puts you to sleep with his commercials. See, you ruined that line, too. That would have been... Just in case you forgot how he sounds, here's the same disc jockey we had on our show a few times last year.
This is Station WXZ, the friendly station. Station that loves you to pieces. Bringing you jiving into heaven from midnight to seven. Here's our all-night disc jockey, Chuckles Morgan.
Thank you, Lefty, thank you. Hello, guys and gals. This is your old midnight pal, Chuckles Morgan. Now, here's our first request of the evening. The night workers at Feeney's Bar and Grill want to hear that new hit. It's Heaven in Your Arms, baby, but put me down, I'll be late for work. I just happen to have it right here, as sung by America's famous troubadour, Vaughn Meatball.
Racing with the moon, sailing through the midnight blue.
Ah, there's no one who can sing like you, Vaughn. And that's the way it's going to be. Now, we got another request here, but first, a brief transcription.
Listen, what are these people talking about? What's that?
Really? Mean it? That right?
No kidding.
Huh?
These people are asking about a Houlihan's dog and cat hospital. Dogs, are you worried? Do tramps bite you? Cat, do you feel you're wasting nine lives? Then come to Dr. O'Houlihan. Dr. O'Houlihan loves all four-footed animals, and all animals love four-footed Dr. O'Houlihan. And that's why people are asking...
What's that?
Really? Mean it? That right?
No kidding?
Huh?
Now I got a phone call here from the guys and gals having a party at the home of the famous screen star, Evelyn Gans. They're celebrating Evelyn's fifth wedding anniversary. Yes, sir. Five happy marriages. They all ask for the same thing. They want to hear that tender old ballad, Somewhere There's a Little Gray-Haired Psychoanalyst Waiting for Me. As sung by the one and only Bing Crosby.
Racing with the moon, sailing through the midnight blue.
Ah, there's no one who sings like Bing, except Frankie. Now there's a request from the boys at Feeney's Bar and Grill. They want to hear that old favorite, Stay As Drunk As You Are. It's played by Phil Spitball and his orchestra, featuring Sadie and her magic water glasses. Coming up later, boys. But first, a brief transcription.
Ladies, does your cigarette taste rotten lately? Then switch to Nicotini's, the cigarette that doesn't leave a yellow stain on your fingers, only on your lips. So remember...
Nicotini's are a pain, but they're wrapped in cellophane. Nicotini's leave no stain, but guaranteed to affect your brain.
Oh, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it.
Now, fellas and girls, I got a little request here. Got a little request here from a used car dealer, Madman Minsk, and he wants to hear, I got $1 million, baby, for a 5 and 10 cent car. Got it right here, folks. Sung by the one and only Frankie Sinatra. Hit it, Frankie.
Racing with the moon, sailing through the midnight blue.
Ah, there's no one who sings like Frankie, except Perry. Now, before our next number, here's a brief transcription. Hear that?
Yes, kids, it's Cheepies, the breakfast food that chirps like a bird. Just leave some on your windowsill at night and it wakes you up in the morning. And remember, when you leave Cheepies on the windowsill overnight, in the morning it tastes like something you left on the windowsill. Eat one bowlful, and you too will say...
Oh, doctor, 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 doctor.
I got my last request here for tonight. It comes from the Sunny Tufts fan club. Got a letter here from the president, Judiette, age 7. The girls in the club all want to hear, "Climb Upon My Knee, Sunny Tufts." Haven't got that one, but I got a lot of requests for Vaughn Meatball's theme song, Racing with the Moon. So here it is, as only Meatball can sing it.
Swanee, how I love you, my little Swanee.
Ah, there's nobody who can sing like Vaughn, except Hildegard. Now, there's your all-night disc jockey saying so long for now. Before I sign off, ask yourself this question, folks.
What's that?
Really?
Mean it that wrong?
No kidding.
Huh?
You know, I came out to Hollywood to be in a movie, and it's a very interesting new kind of a picture. It's a talkie. And, the more I see these talkies, the more I miss the silent pictures. You know, you could always tell what was happening without even looking at the screen, just by listening to the fella who played the piano. And that fella who played the piano in the silent pictures inspired Bernie Green to write a symphony for silent movies, which he's going to play now. I'll help out by reading the titles as they appear on the screen.
The Fearless Courage of Tom Mixmaster. The most famous ranch in all the Wild West, El Rancho Schmo, a bronze horseman, rides up on his sturdy horse.
Your moniker, stranger? Tom Mixmaster? Never heard of you.
Ladies, please remove your hats.
Can you use an extra hand on this here ranch?
Maybe. How many hands you got?
Who's that darn pretty gal, partner?
That darn pretty gal's my daughter, Tallulah Bell, and you can't marry her.
I love that there pretty gal, and I'm going to marry her. My name ain't...
So their love ripened till one day. Baby in gray carriage crying outside. Till one day, the orneriest critter in the West rode up, Deadeye Max.
Ah, so you're going to marry Tom Mixmaster?
Yeah.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I'm taking you to the Indian tribe, the vicious Blackfeet.
Help! Help! Help!
At the camping grounds of the vicious tribe of Flatfeet, there is much activity around the steak. They are eating it. One moment, please. Reel is being changed. Tom Mixmaster to the rescue! Meanwhile, the Indians roped Tallulah Bell to the stake.
Meanwhile, Tom McMaster is still coming to the rescue. Meanwhile, the Indians are starting the fire. Meanwhile, Tom McMaster. Meanwhile, the Indians.
One moment, please, while real is Jane.
One Indian bites the dust. Two. 12. Three thousand.
The fearless courage of Tom McMaster wins again. He takes her in his arms, and with her lips pressed together, they walk into the setting sun. The end. Ben, do you need money? Does your wife need money? Do you need your wife? If you can answer two out of three of these questions, either yes or no, chances are you're eligible for a loan from the Morgan Friendly Loan Company. Why live within your income when it's so much nicer outside? Oh, I beg your pardon. Excuse me, a customer just walked in.
Is this the Morgan Friendly Loan Company?
Friendly? Why, we're positively chummy. Would you care to dance?
No. I came down to borrow some money. My name is...
Ta-ta-ta, man, we don't care about names here. Your face is your security.
You mean I have to leave it?
Nothing of the sort, old man. I was referring to our motto. If your face is good enough for you, it's good enough for us. Don't forget, this is a friendly loan company, friend.
Well, Mr. Morgan,
Call me Henry. Now, how much did you want to borrow? $100?
$300.
Call me Hank.
Well, do I need a steady job to repay a Morgan loan?
Don't worry, friend. Repaying a Morgan loan is a steady job in itself. Here, I want you to sit down and be comfortable. Now, tell Uncle Henry all about it.
Well, I heard your radio commercial saying the thing to do was borrow from you to pay bills. See, I owe the doctor, the butcher, the dentist, the butcher, the landlord, the butcher, and the butcher.
Well, of course you do, friend. So why not borrow from us to pay those bills?
Yeah, but if I borrow from you to pay my debts, won't I be in hock for the same amount?
Look at it this way, friend. Uh-huh. You don't pay interest on your bills, do you?
No.
I thought not. But if you take a personal loan from us, you can pay interest on the whole amount. Ever think of that?
No, sir.
Well, don't you worry. You'll grasp the idea around the first of next month.
Well, when can I have the money?
Right now, just as soon as you put up the collateral.
Oh, well, what do you want as collateral for $300?
$400 cash.
Mister, think this over. If you put new white wall tires on a 1917 car, you'd still chug along in 1917 style, right? And no matter what make of blade you use in an old-fashioned razor, you still get old-fashioned shaves. If you really want better shaves, smoother, safer, quicker, more comfortable shaves, don't just switch blades. Switch to a really different and modern razor, the Eversharp Schick Injector. The Eversharp Schick Injector outmodes, outspeeds, outshaves any razor you've ever used. It's made different, handles different, shaves different. And man, what a difference your face feels. Cleaner, cooler, more refreshed. Try the Eversharp Schick Injector razor for 1 week. See for yourself. No blades to unwrap, nothing to take apart. It's the world's only razor with automatic blade changer. Just push-pull, click-click. Out goes the old blade, in goes the new. It's $1.75 value, special, now only $1.25, complete with 20 blades.
Special, now only $1.25, complete with 20 blades.
For the shade of your life, the rest of your life, remember, push-pull, click-click. Change blades that quick. Push-pull, click-click. That's Eversharp, shake. Now that the fall radio season is underway, we're fortunate in having in our studio that eminent expert on European radio, Dr. Heinrich von Morgan. Dr. von Morgan is widely known as the author of such outstanding studies in the radio field as The American Radio, How to Plug It In. Also, The Difference Between the Oil Heater and Gabriel Heater. Good evening, Dr. von Morgan.
Hi, Stu.
Doctor, how would you compare American radio techniques with those used in the European broadcasting industry?
Well, yeah, the radio in Europe is, well, of course, it's changing now. A little bit. It used to be, but it isn't anymore. Not much. Not much.
Doctor, can you elucidate?
No, but I can chin myself.
I mean about the difference between European and American radio.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference between radio in Europe and America, as you know.
What is it?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
Well, Doctor, have you ever been in Radio City?
No, but Kansas City I've been.
Do you have daytime radio serials in your country?
Oh, sure, yeah. We got one there. We call it the Gemütlichen Südenstadt in the Waldenkaisen Südenstadt.
What does that mean?
Just plain bull. In addition, we got a sponsor there also on that forum. He says, Geschwellen ist kein Übelkind, but Pretzel ist gingen.
And what does that mean?
Pretzel does everything.
But, Doctor, do you feel that American radio, if left alone, will make itself heard?
No.
Why not?
Somebody has to turn it on to.
To sum up, Doctor, what do you feel is our best weapon against bad radio shows?
Movies.
Thank you and good night, Dr. von Morgan. For school, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, and business gifts, remember, the best gift of all is an Eversharp CA pen. Has foolproof 1948 cartridge with triple ink supply. The Eversharp CA pen, formerly $6.95, now only $3.95.
Morgan will be on this same Hollywood corner in front of the cigar store again next week at this same time.
Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp sick injector razors and blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. This is Jay Stewart saying goodnight for Eversharp. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.